...... I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Good morning. It's 10:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story. Utah Republicans will consider revamping the party's caucus and convention system to nominate party candidates in an effort to increase voter participation. Outgoing Chair Thomas Wright is in favor of that change.
The moderate Republicans that have concerns, the people that are concerned about them trying to force these changes on us, they're good Republicans, and I trust them to come and make a good decision based on facts.
The party will select a new state party leader as well at their annual organizing convention today at Southtown Center. The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson, Frances Monson, passed away Friday morning at a Salt Lake hospital.
She's been his rock. I mean, she's just been always there and with him and beside him and sometimes waiting for him, but always there.
Deseret Books CEO Sherry Dew says Frances Monson will be remembered as an example of what can be done with great fortitude and faith. Condolences are flowing in to President Monson from throughout the world, remembering Frances as a great woman of faith. The couple was married back in 1948. Bronze plaques being placed throughout the Salt Lake City area near the locations where police officers died in the line of duty. Sandy Dunman Bromley attended a ceremony for her late husband, Officer William Michael Dunman, and is pleased that his name will now not be forgotten.
I think it's fantastic. It's been almost 13 years, so I'm really excited that we got the plaque up.
Each officer's plaque includes their history and a brief account of what happened. Coming up on KSL News Radio, rainy weekend. When will it clear up? We'll check your KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:05.
Breaking news.
We're moving some equipment around so that we can make assessments of where we might be able to operate safely.
On KSL News Radio.
People don't like talking about. In fact, most people don't even like thinking about. And you know most people certainly don't want to hear about. It's just a heavy topic. It comes with a lot of difficulties, including... and... but just because you don't talk about the effects of doesn't mean that doesn't exist. And although many of us wish that would just go away, that isn't the case. Instead, it's time to face cancer. It's time to talk about cancer and how you have a better chance at beating it by getting cancer screenings. It's about catching it early and taking the time to get screened no matter what. Because catching cancer early can deliver better results in the end.
Get your recommended screenings for breast, colon, and other cancers to catch cancer early. A message from Intermountain Live Well. Intermountain Healthcare's Healthy Living Initiative. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
I didn't know that he was backing up all of my photos onto his computer.
So you have some redundancy.
Have the hubby backup.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. A new accident, I-215 northbound at 4200 South. Not a big deal, but it is causing some backups in that area. Our earlier ramp accidents have been cleared away. Rain this morning, showers, thunderstorms all day, 63. Same story tomorrow, 59. Overnight low, 48. Tuesday will be our first sunny day in a while. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. 51 degrees at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing. I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now. My pocket's empty. My cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
And welcome back into the final hour of the Greenhouse for another week. Tim Hughes on the road in Missoula, Montana, where I've got a nephew graduating from Montana U today. So we're pretty proud of that fact. Decided to come up and be supportive. Back in the studios of KSL, of course, Ton Bettis, horticulturist from Utah State University. You know, if you ever wondered what arborists do for a good time, I guess they can find out today at Pioneer Park. They have tree climbing championships.
These are actually pretty interesting, Tim. You can watch a guy being belayed up into 50 or 60 feet up into a tree connected to a single rope. And just the spectacle of it is pretty fun to watch. But then these guys are up there with saws cutting limbs out. And they're highly trained to stay out of the way of those limbs so they don't, you know, you see these YouTube videos of people cutting trees over on cars and houses. And these are the guys that are trained not to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's fun. But they also, right now at 10 o'clock, it looks like they've got a children's tree climb going on for the next couple of hours to where they'll actually take little kids. And, you know, the rock climbing, you can do it. So a lot of the different businesses, well, you can do the same thing with the tree, and they'll get your kid all geared up and put the children right up into the trees too if they want to go. And it's actually really fun for the kids to do. So especially if you're in the area, that's at Pioneer Park at 400 West and 400 South, and the competition will be going on for most of the day.
It did say rain or shine too.
It did.
So it's the 19th year they've been doing this. I noticed the picture that's in the brochure they sent out was taken by Diane Seggers, which is interesting.
Yes, Diane's had a lot to do with the Utah Community Forest Council, who sponsors this, and she puts a lot of their publications together.
Yeah. So anyway, looks like a good time. And I got to thinking, you know, if they actually get up and part of the competition is to do some cutting and not just climbing, maybe we could volunteer our own space so that we get some trees pruned, you know, in the process. Don't know that that happens, but it's not such a bad idea. Anyway, have them come to your neck of the woods and fix all the trees in the neighborhood as a part of the competition. Hey, back to our topic, and I want to make sure we leave a lot of time in this hour to get as many calls as we can. But back to the idea of people that are planting their gardens for the first time and this recommended vegetable variety one sheet that we've got linked to our website. If you had to pick five vegetables that people would have good success with, would tomatoes be on that list coming out of the chutes?
Tomatoes would be on that list. That would be in the top two or three. The tomatoes, the peppers, green beans are among the three easiest things to grow. And then also corn, once you get it up, is very easy. And then the squash, especially the summer squash, the zucchini and yellow squash, would be also really right there on the low end of the curve to learn how to grow.
Now, corn, though, you need a pretty good space there to be successful.
You do. If you have limited space, it may not be the greatest idea to plant corn because you get one or two ears per plant. They're every 6 inches, and they eat up a lot of space. And so you need a bigger garden for that. But once you get them up and growing, as long as you follow the recommendations on fertilization and watering, it can be a relatively easy crop.
I'll tell you what caught my eye, and part of the reason is because it was right at the top of the list on this variety one sheet. But asparagus, when you talk about space needed and the fact that these plants have to be 24 inches apart in a row and 36 to 48 inches between rows, and then you see that for a family of five you need 50 plants, I mean, that in and of itself gets your attention about the amount of space you need to plant asparagus, for instance.
It does. You know, according to my kids, we need zero plants, but
yeah, right.
I like asparagus quite a bit, and I know that they probably will as they get older too. But yes, I mean, that is very interesting to know. And so a lot of times what will happen is people will put in a few of the asparagus plants. You need to wait the 2 or 3 years to get them up and going. But if you're truly going to want to use this to either freeze or can that asparagus, that's what you would need.
Yeah. The one thing we did not talk about that has to be mentioned when you are looking at getting a garden started for the first time, and we talk about this frequently, is make sure you get the good foundation with good soil in there.
Yes. Most garden soil, contrary to what we think, is suitable for growing a garden. When in doubt, have USU test the soil. It's $14, and you can get information at usual.usu.edu. But that soil, if the soil isn't any good, no matter what you do, you will always have a poor garden. So you must start with the soil and make sure that it's acceptable.
And let me just direct everybody again to our website, which is ksl.com. Click on radio there at the top, option line there, the pages line, and then on to the greenhouse page and download or print this recommended vegetable varieties. It has days to harvest, feet of row, seeds or plants needed for a family of five, depth as far as how deep you plant them, and then the spacing for rows and between rows, and all kinds of variety ideas there too, which people might not be able to tell right off the bat which variety they want, but at least these are some ideas, Ton, on varieties that will grow
well. Yes, and Larry actually grew many of these, or as his son Stephen would say, he grew them vicariously through his kids. But these are varieties he tried out, and, you know, I don't know if they were grown in every state and scientifically trialed, but these are varieties that Larry had good luck with.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a consummate gardener, and so I can't recommend enough this sheet.
So get that downloaded or copied, and then keep it handy. You know, if each year you want to do some planting, this will give you a great basis to start off with the year as far as planting goes.
One other thing I should mention really quick, yeah. Tim, is that included in this, there's a lot of folks want to know about tomatoes, and, you know, a lot of the more common tomatoes I'm familiar with, but there are hundreds of varieties out there. And Rutgers University has a list of all sorts of tomatoes that CAD is hyperlinked in that same section on the greenhouse page. Okay. And especially if you're curious about less common varieties, Rutgers oftentimes will have it in their little list of tomatoes. They're a big list of tomatoes, and that you can find a little bit more about that. So that is there too.
Perfect. So there's another good reason to go to the website. Let's start working our way through these calls. Kathy, in Provo, it looks like. Kathy, you with us?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry we didn't hook up the last time, but we've got a little more time to talk here, so go ahead.
I'm having trouble hearing on my cell phone, which I put it on so I wouldn't get with the radio. But anyway, thanks for my call, and thanks for trying again if I missed you. What do you recommend to get rid of white top?
White top is a very invasive weed, and it sometimes is very common in soil that is rich, I believe, in selenium. And so I don't know that it's either here nor there for you. It's one of those useless Jeopardy trivia facts. But as far as control, right now is the time to spray it. If it's in an area that you can use glyphosate or a Roundup-type product, you want to spray it soon.
My garden, and my neighbor next door has it all over their yards where I collect a lot of it from. But it's in my garden, so I don't know how to protect my other plants.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to try to get rid of the white top, and you do not want that spreading in your garden. And so you may have to sacrifice some of the plants initially to get rid of it. Now, you could try covering your garden plants with a box or some sort of a pot to protect it from spray. Another type of spray that you could maybe use in combination with the Roundup is a lawn weed killer. And you'd spray the white top with those, and you'll get at least good control. But that white top will probably regenerate by fall. And then the fall is going to be the important time to use that mix of glyphosate and lawn weed killer and spray it out then. It's late September or October.
So you say lawn weed killer?
Like a dandelion killer. And you'll mix that with Roundup. Use both of them at the recommended rate in a gallon of water, how many gallons you mix up, and then spray. And spray it now, and then do it again in the fall.
And like it's grown so tall, and I've been pulling it out. IFA had suggested that I use Weed-Free Zone.
Weed-Free Zone is a good product. The other one that's very similar is called Speed Zone. And both of those would do the trick. What Weed-Free Zone is basically dandelion killer on steroids. It has some extra ingredients in there that can make it more effective in certain instances.
And so the Weed-Free Zone will also kill out my other plants.
It sure will.
Okay.
It's not very discriminate. It won't kill grass, but otherwise if it's a broadleaf plant, it'll kill it.
Okay, and just on my iris quick, my iris have grown up so tall, and they are bending over, which I don't particularly want them to bend over, but do you stake them up, or do you cut them down, or what do you do?
Go ahead and stake them up, and if they're getting crowded, right when they finish blooming is a great time to dig those up and separate those roots out and then replant them and space them back out.
Okay, and how often do you think they need to be separated?
Usually every 3 to 5 years, depending on the variety and how aggressive it is.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Kathy, thanks, and that'll clear a line in Utah County for us at KSL, or excuse me, at 470-5751. That's, of course, with the area code 801. Coming up in Ogden, Bob, you'll be the first caller on the other side. Mark in Salt Lake, Jim in Layton, Valerie and Wayne. Stay with us. Your calls are next on this week's KSL Greenhouse.
For people who have boats or watercraft, anything that you have had covered over the last little while, the people at Sugar House Awning Industries want you to know that whatever the situation is with that boat cover, whatever condition it might be in, this is the time for you to talk with them. Third generation, family owned, been around for over 70 years now. When it comes to a bimini top, snap-on covers, full covers, 100% custom process from Sugar House Awning, a perfect fit every time. They've taken care of our boat covers over the years, and they do a great job. Free repairs coupon with new boat covers and tops, even covers customer abuse or negligence or accidents. Sugar House Awning, they take care of about 30 boats a week. They're very quick, have a great turnaround time. Each boat gets individual attention. Sugar House Awning Industries, get out and live. Check them out, sugarhouseawning.com, or call 563-9600. That's 563-9600.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy 3 select installed tires and we'll give you the 4th one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of 4 in stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
The KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Skies up here in Big Sky Country in Missoula, Montana. The rain has stopped, and maybe they'll get a little sunshine here this afternoon. I hope the same is in order for the Wasatch Front today. Bob on the line in Ogden. So many calls in so little time. Let's see if we can get through here. Bob, go ahead. You're on with Ton.
Okay. I live on a little bit of an acreage. Well, not much, about 2.5. But anyway, I had a great big long row of pine trees, blue spruce pine trees. And unfortunately, they were planted about 50 years ago underneath a power line. And the power company came in and topped them off couple of years ago, and the blue spruce beetle got to them, so I had to have them all cut down. Now, of course, the needles are very thick underneath, and they, as you dig down, you have to go about 5 inches for they've really deteriorated a lot. Is there anything I can put on those needles to get things to grow? Because, you know, things don't grow very good on the where there's pine.
You mean you want to get them broken down so that you can plant and get things to grow there? Or?
Well, all I'm really after is probably planting grass, is getting grass to grow. I'm wondering if I'm going to have to dig way down and if there's anything I can put on them to kind of help any fertilizer or any sort of thing I can put on to get the grass to grow.
If they're kept moist, the soil microorganisms will eventually break those down, and you can speed that up a little bit using nitrogen fertilizer, but it would still be 2, 3, 4 years before you got those composted enough that you could actually plant grass, and then you'd want to incorporate that into the soil. And so I think if you're wanting to get grass in sooner than later, the best thing to do is unfortunately going to be to rake them off to get down to the soil surface.
Yeah,
that's a bigger job, right?
Yeah. Okay. Another question I got is I had a guy come in and cut them down, and he took the big trunks away for firewood and so on, but I had to take all of my branches, and I put them out on my garden and been burning them. Now, the branches leave very little ashes because they burn really good. But I have taken quite a few loads of needles out there, and they're difficult to burn because they pack down and you can't get the air to them. I'm wondering if I'm going to have much of a problem if I plow those in. I'm just getting ready to plow. For the most part, they're gone, but there are some ashes. I'm wondering if I'll try and gather those up as much as possible, or if I could, they'll be okay.
You know, one or two fires, in the same spot isn't going to hurt anything, but you're going to want to rotate slightly where you burn, because those ashes, they have a lot of micronutrients in them that can benefit the soil, but they're also potentially quite salty. And so you want to spread that out so you don't temporarily make the soil so it won't grow any crops in that spot. So that should be fine. And then the needles, as long as there's not more than a couple inches down, plowed in about 6 inches deep, that should be fine also. But I would definitely put down some nitrogen fertilizer to break those down more quickly, because they are difficult for the microorganisms to break down, and the microorganisms need nitrogen to do it.
Okay. Well, I was mainly wondering about the ashes, although there's not all that much.
You know, a 16th of an inch or a quarter of an inch of ashes spread out isn't usually going to harm the soil. And like I said, it can add some micronutrients back in.
Okay.
But you just don't want too much, because the ashes are very alkaline and they are potentially salty. And if you put too much in, you can make the soil toxic until it leaches through.
Okay, well, I'll spread it out, and like I say, for the most part, it burned away completely. I was totally surprised. I have a great big pile of branches there, and where the branches were, they disappeared almost entirely.
But yeah, so it doesn't sound like that part of the project's going to be much, but the needles, as deep as they are in that row, hey, that's a little bigger job. Bob, thanks for the call. We've got news coming up next. We'll check in with...
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We'll check in with Dan Jessup next in the News Center. Mark, you'll be first up on the other side. Then Jim and Lake, Valerie and Payson, Wayne and Sandy, Tom and Orem. We know you're there. Your calls are coming up next on this week's KSL Greenhouse.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Good morning, and thank you for listening. 10:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Speaking to reporters this morning at the scene of a commuter train derailment in Fairfield, Connecticut, Governor Daniel Malloy said several of the injured are still hospitalized.
St. Vincent's Hospital has six of the admitted still there as of about a half hour ago. One of those individuals is in critical condition. Bridgeport Hospital has two patients in the hospital. Both of those individuals are critical.
So at last report, eight people remain hospitalized, three in critical condition. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris delivered today's GOP address. The congressman used the time to call for the repeal of Obamacare, claiming the legislation will actually increase health care costs for most Americans.
According to new data from the nation's insurers, under Obamacare, premiums in the individual market will skyrocket by an average of double what we pay now, with some rates rising by more than 400%.
In his weekly address, President Obama says corporate profits are at an all-time high. Now it's time to focus on middle-class Americans. the intentions of an Uzbekistan national accused of conspiring with an Islamic extremist group, and how he came to be in Utah and Idaho remained unclear. Fazliddin Kurbanov made his first court appearance and pleaded not guilty in U.S. District Court to three terrorism-related charges. Federal authorities said he had the parts to make a bomb, and investigators are trying to figure out what he knew, why him, and why what he's been doing in Utah and Idaho. Job growth in Utah doubles the national average in April. Utah's steady climb in jobs and declining unemployment are reflected in figures released by the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
We've added 43,000 jobs to the Utah economy for April. Our unemployment rate has dropped 0.2% to 4.7%, and we're showing a lot of healthy growth in this economy.
Workforce Services Chief Economist Carrie Main also says people are coming back into the workforce, the labor force is growing, and more people are getting jobs. Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's a rainy Saturday, rainy weekend. Check out your forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:33.
Use both your KSL presets anytime you're in the car. 102.7 FM around town and 1160 AM further out. Two buttons for KSL News Radio.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. For example, every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And when you say to your child,
"Good job, son,"
you get double deposits. And the more you ask, the more you put away. And it's good advice to... excuse me. And it's good advice to have... Stop that! And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Thank you. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Thanks, Dad. I think you're right.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Visit us at Mormon.org.
Access RV has doubled the size of their lot, which means twice as many travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and truck campers, all priced now at record low sale prices. Looking for a travel trailer? Buy a new Viking travel trailer for only $79.95 or a new Grey Wolf 28BH travel trailer with more than $4,000 in free options, now only $17,998. Looking for a truck camper? Access RV is one of the country's largest truck camper dealers, selling 8 of the 10 top truck camper brands, all on sale now at record low prices. Like a new Bronco pop-up truck camper for only $85.89, or a new Travel Light hardside truck camper only $89.98, or the Adventure 80GS four-season camper with slide-out and bath at only $15,989. Competitive financing is available from over 30 lenders. Plus, buy in May and have no payments until the end of summer OAC. Check out their full selection at 2240 South State in Salt Lake or online at accessrv.com.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manta presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Me? Are you delusional?
And comes to be heard.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. An accident looks like a crash. I-215 on the west side at 4200 South. That's in the northbound lane, slowing things down in that area. And still some rain across the Wasatch Front. That will continue through the afternoon. 63 today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. 48 and showers into tomorrow as well. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit OakdaleFarms.com. In Salt Lake City, it's 50 degrees at 10:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
Headed down the home stretch here for another week of the Greenhouse. Coming up after the top of the hour, it's the Matt Townsend Show. And just a reminder that next week I'll be in studio, and so will J.D. Gunnell and Jerry Goodspeed. So we look forward to having them in and having their expertise at our fingertips. Ton, you're going to get a week off. How about that?
Yeah, you can take a week off. Unfortunately, we're going to be packing up our house, so it really won't be all that fun. But
you'd rather be working.
Yes, but it's what you have to do sometimes, I suppose.
Yeah. All right, let's get through these phone calls as quickly as we can here. Mark on the line in Salt Lake City. Hi, Mark.
Morning. I have a question for you. I've got some plant beds and some other ornamental bushes around my yard, and my lawn, unfortunately, has kind of invaded those. I'm wondering, number one, how I get that grass out of there because it's grown inside of there now and it's tough to get to. And second of all, how do I prevent that in the future?
What you're going to want to do is get a grass be gone type product, and there's three or four of them out there. And besides the grass be gone, you might find them under the names of Post, and that's spelled P-O-S-T, or Over the Top.
Okay, and are those just available at, like, a Home Depot?
Yes. Well, okay. If they're not at Home Depot, you can go into, and they should be there, but any local garden center or farm store will have them.
Okay.
And that you probably have Kentucky bluegrass, and you may need to spray two or three times to get it out of the actual beds. Now, those particular sprays usually do not harm ornamental broadleaf plants. Now, if you're spraying edibles, you need to be careful, and you would want to find one called Over the Top 2 if you're spraying over strawberries or raspberries.
Okay, that's not none of them are edibles, they're just ornamental.
Okay, so any of those would be fine. Now, as far as keeping the grass out, does the grass border the raised beds?
It's not raised, it's a cement border that goes down the edge of the yard.
Okay, so what you're going to have to do along that cement border is use probably a Roundup type product, a glyphosate product, and kill a 3 or 4 inch strip between the cement barrier and the grass. Those cement barriers, unless they go a foot to 18 inches deep, are usually ineffective at keeping Kentucky bluegrass out of your flower beds.
Oh, okay. So I'd actually kill it. So my lawn would actually have like a dead border.
Exactly. And you want to keep that there for the duration so that if you have that dead zone, the grass will not creep back in.
And by the way, Mark, I've done that around mine, and I was afraid of what it would look like, but when you cut your grass a little bit thicker, you know, deeper, you can't even see it, and it totally does away with having to edge around that stuff later. So it's actually pretty nice.
How many inches have you done it around, like 2 inches out or more than that?
Mine's about 2 inches away, 2 or 3 inches away.
Okay. All right.
And I never have to get the edger out, which is nice.
That is nice. One quick last question. That is, I've got an area that it's direct sunlight. It's hot all the time. And I have a heck of a time keeping the weeds down, but I can't find a ground cover that can survive in that sort of a situation. Do you have any suggestions for me?
There's a few of them out there. One of the best, if you could manage the water, once you get it established, it actually does not like water, would be sedum. It's spelled S-E-D-U-M.
S-E-D-U-M.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And there's several varieties. There's some red ones, some bluish-green ones. They're beautiful. But once you get it established, don't water in that area. And if you can get it thick, they'll choke most of the weeds out.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for your help.
You are welcome.
All right, Mark, thanks. I think Larry used to refer to what we've been talking about as chemical edging.
Yes.
And it actually works very, very well.
Yeah.
Jim in Layton, you're next. Hi.
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, because the phone didn't go louder. So anyway, last year my green cabbages all had kind of brown spots throughout them. I was using sprinklers to water them. I'm wondering if that's what caused it, and so I should just use a drip irrigation rather than a sprinkler.
You could do that. What you probably had is called alternaria leaf spot, and there's two close related microorganisms that cause that. If you get it this year and you choose to use chemical pesticides, the most effective fungicide, or at least one of the most common ones out there, is called Daconil. And you can find that at you can find it at Home Depot and Lowe's most likely, but the independents again will have that. And you would need to
J&J fan.
Yeah, J&J will have Daconil, and it would be probably a Fertilome branded. It would just be called Fertilome, I think, garden insecticide or garden fungicide, but look for it under the Fertilome brand. And it will do well, but if you either furrow or drip irrigate, that will go a long way from spreading it, because that alternaria produces spores, and they can be bounced around in rain or sprinkler irrigation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You are welcome.
Jim, thanks. We appreciate the call. To Payson we go. Valerie's on the line there. Hi, Val.
And there we are.
Valerie, you with us?
Yes, I am with you. Good morning.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a maple tree. It's over 25 years old, and my husband cut off a branch because it was dead, and he said there was some type of a bug in it, like an inch and a half, 2 inches long, that had wings, and he said it was drilling 1/8 inch, a real precise hole into the tree, into the limb, you know, that's still there. Are we going to lose it? Is there anything we can do to save the rest of the tree?
Well, if the maple tree is actually getting borers in it, even though it looks healthy, it's a sign that the tree is stressed, because most maple trees are able to ward off the borers. So you might look at the tree, make sure that it has enough fertilizer, make sure that you can do whatever you can to ensure the health of the tree.
Besides fertilizer, I mean, when it first blooms, the leaves are reddish. Is it lacking in iron?
No, that's natural. A lot of your maples will leaf out red and then go to a green.
Okay.
Make sure, besides the fertilizer, that the tree is deep watered every 2 or 3 weeks, that you flush water about 24 inches into the soil, but don't overwater it so it drowns.
Okay, well, it gets watered as the lawn, because it's right in the lawn, but you want to deep water every 2 to 3.
Yes, watering trees in the lawn can be tricky, because the sprinklers go 6 inches to maybe a foot deep.
Yeah.
But you need to get water deeper, but when you do that, you need to make sure that the maple isn't drowning.
Okay, and how do you make sure it's not drowning?
Watch, and it's just a learn by experience thing that, you know, if you go out there, even if it's once a month, and just let the hose run for 3 or 4 hours on a trickle, that would be fine as long as you have decent soil.
Okay, and so do we do anything where he cut this branch off where he could see the borers in it? Do we do anything with it? Or
just prune that branch is pruned out, and
yes.
I mean, you could try taking a wire or something and very carefully going into the hole to see if you could kill anything that might be in there. But once they're in the trunk, you know, it's quite difficult to get them out.
So do you think we'll eventually lose the tree then?
Not necessarily. If the tree's healthy, it can probably fight them off. A lot of times, if you get one or two borers in there and you have really thick branches, the tree, it's more of a nuisance and not something that's going to kill the tree outright. You could try, and not knowing the specific borer, because they're so uncommon in the maples, you could try doing a soil drench with a season-long tree and shrub insect control that are systemic. They contain Merit, or there's a few others out there, and most of the insecticide companies, whether it's Bayer or Ortho or Fertilome, will have their own brand out there. You could
but
put it along there, too.
But it is uncommon for borers to go after the maple.
It is. You know, sometimes in the autumn blaze and the silver maples, they're already naturally not really adapted to our soils, and those will get borers a little more commonly, but it's still very uncommon for that to happen.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Valerie, thanks for the call. We'll take our break here. I had Wayne and Sandy, Tom and Orem. We'll double-check that, see who else might be on the line. And we'll get to as many of your calls in our final segment of this week's Greenhouse as we can. Coming up on the other side here, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And Matt Townsend coming up after the news at the top of the hour, so stay with us.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
And now, here's Johnny.
With some advice to help keep you out of danger, Will Robinson, danger. And so, here it is. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what your colonoscopy can do for you.
Do you believe in miracles?
Because with a colonoscopy, it's...
Good night, John Boy.
For colon cancer.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver.
You might be wondering, I'm healthy and there's no history of it in my family. Well, that doesn't matter. Read my lips. There are no early warning signs or symptoms of colon cancer, and you can get it regardless of family history. So, if you want to live long and prosper, talk to your doctor and get screened. A colonoscopy, after all, is just one small step for man, and that's the way it is.
It makes sense if you're 50 or over. Get a colonoscopy. A message from the Utah Cancer Action Network and Utah Department of Health.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
5 minutes only to finish out the program here, and quickly we go to Wayne, who's on the line in Sandy. Wayne, it's your turn. Go. All right. Now we've got Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll make this quick. We've got a pretty good-sized linden tree that's close to our house, maybe a 10-inch, 12-inch diameter trunk, and we're seeing some signs of aphids in it. What's the best way to treat that tree for the aphids?
Oftentimes, a strong stream of water will actually knock the population down enough that you won't need to spray anything. And so spray the leaves as much as you can with a strong stream of water. If that doesn't work, the next step would be a horticultural soap or a light oil. Those will kill on contact, and what you want to avoid is killing the predators, because within a week to 10 days, lacewings, ladybugs, the larvae will come out and start to feed on those aphids and knock them out. If you spray a strong spray like Malathion or 7, sometimes you can knock those predators back and actually delay the problem from going away because the predators have been knocked out.
Okay, that's great. Great. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, we always take the kinder, gentler approach, don't we, before we actually start to use a spray that's going to knock out those that are going to help
us. Yes, especially with the aphids, because they're oftentimes more of just a nuisance and they don't harm the overall health of the tree.
Yeah. Tom, you're next in Orem. Hi.
Tom. Aye.
There's Jeff in the background. Tom, are you with us?
I'm there. I'm here, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm here. Thank you for taking the call. I have a small hidden garden in the backyard in which I hang some baskets for flowers. It's mostly in the shade, and the baskets are about, I'd say, 14, 15 inches in diameter and about 12 inches deep. When I put the soil in with the compost, so forth, it's pretty heavy, and so I was thinking, I've got pine trees in the yard, about putting maybe a third in the bottom made up of pine needles. But then I thought, well, maybe that creates a problem for the plants, and that was my question.
Not necessarily. In the South, the pine needles are very commonly incorporated into planting mixes because they have such a plethora of them down there. If you're going to use them, you're going to need to shred them up somehow, though, and they can become a part of that mix. And the only thing I would recommend along with that is make sure that you have either an Osmocote or a Miracle-Gro type fertilizer system so you can keep constant nutrients in the soil if those pine needles are mixed in.
Right. Now, what I'm doing is putting the pine needles at the bottom of about a third of the distance, so probably 6 to 8 inches above would be the Miracle-Gro and the garden soil.
Yeah. You're just putting the pine needles in there again for what?
Just at the bottom.
Why is my question?
Why
are you putting the needles down there?
Oh, just to reduce the weight on the baskets hanging from the fence.
Yeah, make sure that you have a soil column. Your soil is at least 6 inches to a foot deep if you do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Adrian, tell us where you're calling from, and go ahead with your question.
Spanish Fork. My question is when do you dig up daffodils and tulips and divide them?
When they die back. So let them flower. Let the leaves stay there. When the leaves go yellow and brown, you can cut them back and dig them up at that point and separate them out.
Okay. One more. I planted some potatoes and they're starting to come up. Can I transplant them to a different area? Do I've got to let them?
If they're actively growing, I wouldn't dig them. It would probably kill them at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. Let's see if we can take care of Robert. Last one on the list. Hi, Robert.
Hi. So a few years ago, we, as our ash tree, big old white ash tree in our front yard, began coming into bud, we noticed the leaves were showing signs of an infestation, but we couldn't find anything. Until about this year, we noticed that there are aphids all over. And so we're wondering if we can still save the tree.
You probably can. There's a new aphid out that I've seen just this year and a little bit last year called woolly ash aphid. And I suspect it may be that particular one. They overwinter on the roots. And so in this case, I can't find a lot of chemical recommendations, but I suspect that a soil drench containing merit, so either the bare or the fertilome season-long shrub, tree and shrub insect control is what I would use. Get that down as soon as you can, and you might use a heavy stream of water to knock the ones off the tree that are currently there, and then use that systemic and see if that takes care of the problem longer term.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for the call. Thanks for all the phone calls today. And just a reminder that Tom's going to be out next week, but J.D. Gunnell, Jerry Goodspeed will both be with us. And what's the book? They've been working on wildflowers, right?
Yes, it's a wildflowers book that they've taken all the pictures themselves, and they've gone all over the West, and it's a fantastic book.
Look forward to talking about that and making it available to folks out there that are listeners to the program. So, Tom, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, are you on Monday?
I will be on Monday with you. That's right. We're going to have a special Memorial Day edition of The Greenhouse coming up on Memorial Day Monday. So I'll see you then.
See you then. Have a good weekend.
Don't go away. The Matt Townsend Show is coming up next here on
Good, Better, Best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north.